Povídal Satyr Pata. Lístek je Pata, ty zokasta gatilemo, zapalemo, zapíral za. Rintek je tolemo, zapalemo, sotoketi. Olamo sagerosta. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name for another time to receive of you, to receive of your word. We see our eyes are enlightened today in the name of Jesus. We see more and more of what you have done for us as we look through the scriptures. In Jesus' name. Have your seat, everybody. Thank you.
You are glorious, so glorious in your will. You are glorious, so glorious in way. You are wonderful, yeah. You are wonderful, oh, so wonderful in your way. You are excellent, yeah. You are. Yeah, so excellent in your way. You are glorious, yeah. You are, oh, so glorious in your way. You are wonderful, yeah. Oh, 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 wonderful. Glorious, mighty healer, so glorious in you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Cantilora Zavali, Sekefila, Rasto Govate, Colisto Vate, Valio Malio Zafile, Rosavila, Stogovate, Lora Teta Tete. Sing in tongues, just where I stand. Sing lamenta mana 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 mozente rosa valis tova tete. Shavile rose voli madede. Mali maro savilo se voli zovilos te. Lamento riste. Mali rovata. Silo tamolito vile rose voli matiraste. Shakata bala 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 sotate ta lima la mala mala mana 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 mosh zito katelo patita dede oh mali rondinda malioza shetola volioza pata leoroza vilo ristete. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hala Dios Viro Kativo Tama Shetoli Rastike Dadade. You are wonderful. You are glorious. In our lives, we see your wonders. In your life, we see your power. In our lives, we see your healing. You are so glorious, Lord. So glorious, Lord. So glorious, Lord. So glorious, Lord, you are so glory. We sing glory to your name. We sing, we worship, we worship. Mighty Holy Raste. Hallelujah to your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, how many of you have my friends on Facebook? Yeah. We are friends on Facebook. Let me see. Yes. Okay. A lot. Okay. If you please, if you send me a friend request and I didn't accept, or you're in this church, please tell me specially. Amen. My default right now is that I don't accept friend requests. So, but if you're in this church and you send me a friend request and I didn't accept, please tell me maybe in church or inbox. Okay. I hope you know that the things that we do is not just jamboree. Please, I need to send this very strongly. Hope you know it's not just we trying to make noise. Hope you know it's not we trying to be relevant. Hope you know it's not we trying to get popularity or fame. Amen? Hope you know that it's not just something that it's not just something like a ticket to talk. We are talking about conviction, persuasion. So it's something you must be loud about. In your neighborhood, be loud about it. Amidst your friends, create a discussion. I've told you, that is just me. I must raise ministers. And yes, you are. Hallelujah. You must create discussions. In your family, they must not rest. Amidst your peers, create discussion. Your friends that listen to you, create a discussion. Okay, see this current matter that they are talking about tithe. What is your take on it? From which scripture? Now sit him down. Just do something. We are not doing it for the Facebook likes. It's also that we can feel cool that we are speaking against big men. No, create discussion. These are persuasions. These are things of eternal weight. Amen. Eternal weight and value. The same way some people stood up centuries ago and today we are reading their history today, same way it will be said in years to come, if Christ tarry, that yes, some generation stood up to do this, be part of them. Don't underestimate what can happen via one-on-one conversation. A changed man can go ahead and change a church. A changed church can go ahead and change a whole community. Praise God. Never underestimate the power of a simple conversation. I decided to take doctrine very seriously. One of the first reasons is that I remember a lady told me, this water baptism you are doing, that we are doing redeemed. You don't do it, but you don't preach against it. Why? See, there are some questions that somebody can ask you and that will change the course of your life forever. Hallelujah. So I challenge you, create a discussion. That's how the gospel prevails. If you do nothing, Jesus does nothing. Amen. Your walking is Jesus' walking. The spirit covering the earth is via you, it's through you. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 3:15. 1, 2, go, everybody. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith. So the scripture is able to make what? Wise unto salvation. I tell you, we have several Christians that are dull. They are dull in the things of the Spirit. They are dull in their biblical knowledge. They are dull in their appreciation of Christianity. Go and help them. The law makes men dull. In fact, I didn't even think it's the law. It's like lack of appreciation of the scriptures. To just read this and be intelligent. When you know the scripture, you will be intelligent. Amen? Amen? Don't have friends that are dull and you are doing nothing about it. Are you with me? Don't have them. Do something. Say you have known what? The holy scriptures. Which are what? Able. I mean, the scripture has an inherent ability to make you wise. You will start thinking correctly. You will start reasoning properly. It's clear, if you check Facebook what has been happening for a few days, it's clear that some preachers, if a preacher is not thinking properly, how will his congregation think properly? Amen? The message is a tithe. Jesus is a tithe. Is that correct thinking? The scriptures are able to make wise when you interpret it in the light of salvation. Salvation is able to make wise unto salvation. That means the wisdom of God for man is what? Salvation. Amen, amen. If for God to make you smart, you will be schooled in the doctrine of what? Salvation. It's not about going, knowing all the Proverbs, knowing all that you can quote the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is not the book of wisdom for the Christian. Amen, amen. Salvation. So of whom is Christ Jesus, who unto us is made unto what? How do you quote it? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. It says, of whom are you in Christ Jesus? Whom of God is made unto us what? Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So the knowledge of salvation is your wisdom. Are you with me? I challenge you. Don't wait to get to my level. When you pick your phone, you are chatting. Create a discussion. You are in all those useless WhatsApp groups. Create a discussion. No any group that they share the same devotion every morning. No, it's a useless group. Go there and create a discussion. Be there for 3 hours. That's ministry. Don't underestimate what it can do. Somebody preached to me. Somebody told me to be strong in doctrine. Somebody established me. And today I'm doing that to others. Amen? Praise God. See, I'm here to raise not just ministers, ministries. You go and do your thing and come and report to me. Simple. I'm not here as a figurehead to come and have one monument and I will say, I'm the only voice of God. To fear pa. Even though I don't know the meaning of that. Go and have ministries. Just be accountable. Go and have ministries. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Say, I choose to put out the word. Say, I value the word. Something must be, if you have not shared word in a day, something must be shocking you. It should be paining you. See, all scriptures are given by the what? Inspiration of God. It is profitable, advantageous in the Greek. For what? Rebuke, correction, instruction in righteousness, doctrine. Why? That the man of God may be what? Perfect. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So how will you make them perfect? You will reprove them. Teach, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that they will not want to endure sound doctrine. So what do? You reprove. You are doing them good. You are not doing them bad. Amen. Praise God. You are doing them good, not bad. It's not you trying to announce yourself. So you check your motive. It's not you trying to gather their own members, your church. No, so you check your motive. You are helping him. So when he gets to heaven, he will not cry over what he did on us. You are helping him to repent when there is time. Understanding Genesis. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. It's going to be a long route, and unluckily for you, my wristwatch is not here. You want to borrow me your own? I won't take it. I'm going to say that we'll do a recap of Sunday. Recap. I'm not. I'll just move on. I've told you, you have questions, inbox me. I have limited time to spend with you always. So I love to cover ground. So Pastor Ezekiel and my wife can now scratch the rest for you. Amen, amen. Praise God. So are you ready today? Okay, let me just do just one brief one. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. Please be fast. Okay? You open the scriptures. Be fast. I need to pay attention. Be fast. Okay. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. Can we take it together? One, two, go, everybody. These are the what? Generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord. Okay, today I will have to give you some Hebrew words and I would love you to write them down. Because Genesis 2 are concepts that the day you meet a question there, you have to explain them just like that. Like Genesis 1, 2, 3, you must be very detailed in his explanation. Amen? So now, he said, these are the words, generation of the heavens and the earth. Now, that word generation in the Hebrew, write this down, T-O space L-E-D-A-W, Toledo. T-O-L-E-D-A-W. Are you with me? Then you repeat it again. Toledo, Toledo. You know, they have several emphasis in the Hebrew. So that word means these are the history. It means there are no creation apart from this. That word in the Hebrew means these are the history. This is the record. Are you with me? Pay attention, everybody. It means these are the history. These are the record. No other pre-Adamic history apart from this. Say, these are the generation. That means any being you don't see written here, it does not exist. Amen? That means any race that you can't find in this book, don't look for them. People have gone into several fences trying to look for the generation before Adam was made. You not say, but scientists said the world was 2.5 billion years old. The man I was talking to you is 60 years old, though. And he's saying, he's dating things 2.5 billion. How old is his son again? Something billion years old with his 60 years brain. He's dating billion years ago. They didn't even know that. All of us that we did calculus, we all know that calculus had a limitation. Abby, it has limitation. You have to do your limits very well. That's why when normal linear equation cannot help you, you now go into all these partial equations. Praise God. So don't mind our scientists, they are trying. Amen, amen. It's a search into God. The Bible calls it unsearchable anyway. Via human knowledge. But in Christ, it's clearly seen. Amen, amen. Praise God. So he said, these are the generations. Generations. So no pre-Adamic history. Now come to Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. Let me explain something. Okay, before Genesis 2, verse 5, now I told you something that Adam was Lord of the garden. Whatever we call the creations in Genesis 2, Adam was Lord. He was Lord. Now, let me show you something further. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And the Lord said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. 13, and the evening and the morning were the what? Now, when you... it is funny, because God said, let the earth bring forth. And he said, it was so. So it was so will mean that, okay, and it happened. Hallelujah. Say after me. Say God's word is self-confirming. So that means when God speaks, it's done. But does that mean it has happened? Because although Bible says it was so, but now go to Genesis chapter 2. Are you in verse 5? Can we take verse 5 together? And stop. Read verse 4 and 5. And these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the heaven and the earth. And every plant of the field. Okay. For the Lord hath not caused it. Stop. Okay. Come down to verse 9. Leave. We are going to read the A part for now. Slowly, okay? Verse 9. Want to go, everybody? And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow. That is. Stop. So when God said in Genesis 1, did the tree appear? No. Don't open your mouth. Until Genesis 2, a being, don't forget, we did the analysis of Genesis 2, the things that you call actions and utterances, right? So the Lord God there, don't always think it as God, okay? So Moses saw a being. What did the being do? Verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow. Hallelujah. Who is that? Hallelujah. Praise God. He now made them to grow. That means, although God has said it, he still took the man that has dominion to what? Make it happen. Do you remember Ezekiel 37? There are dry bones on the field. And God was asking Ezekiel, son of man, can this bone live? He said, you Sabina. And he said, okay. Prophesy to the bones. Tell them I will cause tendons to come to them, ligaments, bone unto bone, which some people have used to preach marriage. You know, we are not serious. You know, some people, they use that thing to preach marriage. Marriage. In Ezekiel 37, bones to bone, dry bones. Say you are dry. Your bone, if your bone is in Lokoja, and the other bone is in, say it will come bone to bone. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. The Lord makes people dull. You just be dull. Okay. Bone to bone. So now, but God, he said, okay, prophesy, son of man. That means until the son of man prophesied, was it done? No. Okay, if that was not clear, let's look at the account of the animals. Genesis 1:20. Are you with me? Genesis 1:20. Want to go, everybody? And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 22. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply. Hallelujah. Okay, this is God's word. But where were they formed? Where were they formed? Come down to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Want to go, everybody? And out of the ground, the Lord God formed. Stop. So, now, pay attention. The word used in Genesis 1 was created. The word used in Genesis 2 is what? Formed. And the formation was done out of where? The ground. So, Genesis 2 is Adam now, that dominion that God said I gave you. Adam was exercising it. And it's not just ordinary exercising. He could do everything by angelic assistance. Write that down.
You need that as you are going on, please.
He could do all that by what? Angelic assistance.
Praise God.
Okay. Genesis 2:19. Please write this down. I will explain later. So, man, in his innocence, and angels in their unfallen state, can still not recognize God. Man? Don't worry. On Sunday, we should get to Genesis chapter 3. When we heard that and God was coming in the cool of the day to talk to Abraham, to talk to Adam. We see you, okay? Now, Genesis 2:19. Okay, I say man is in unfallen state. Huh? Sorry, yes, in his innocence, rather. And what? Even angels in a fallen state. You can't still recognize God. Hallelujah. Genesis 2:19. We have 1.5 hours to go, so pay attention. But Joshua, you want to stand up? Genesis 2:19. Again, want to go? And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Amen. Okay, I was telling you something on Sunday, like how will God be bringing all animals to Adam? See something in Matthew chapter 8. So the question I asked you on Sunday is that, will it be impossible for angels to do this for him? On the bad side, see Matthew chapter 8 verse 31. Are you there? Be fast. Matthew 8:31, I read from here. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the head of the swine. 32, want to go? And he said unto them, go, and when it come out, they went into the head of swine. And behold, the whole head of swine ran violently down a steep into a sea and perished in the waters. Amen, amen. That is on the bad side. Look at Genesis, Daniel chapter 9. Sorry, Daniel 6. It's good I take these things patiently like this. Daniel 6:22. Please, I need to pay attention. Daniel 6:22. Everybody, one, two, go. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before me, innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no aught. Amen, amen. So we could see angelic activities influencing animals. Amen. I'm not saying the goat in your backyard that he has a demon, okay? I'm not saying that dog can have, I'm not saying, no, this. Now, don't take this thing to the extreme where people, some people are now saying some cats, no, I don't know why people should hate cats. Cats are cute. Huh? That's cute. So cute. Amen, amen. Praise God. So I am simply saying, okay, think about it. Could the spirit influence the animals without man's permission? Both in Jesus' case and Daniel's case. Is it that spirits just don't know where to go? Just saying, I will enter this animal. Amen? No. So it was even a man that what? Use authority to say, you go here. You go, you tell that animal to keep shut. Praise God. Okay, let's flow. So it is not impossible for animals to do things for, sorry. It's not impossible for angels to do, render activities for Adam. But don't forget. Okay, we are going there. Now, we want to find out the devil in this place. Daniel chapter 9. How many of you were with me on that group? Apocalypse or something like that. Apollotrosis, something like that. Yeah. Daniel 9. Jesus. Okay, I'm going to pause my wristwatch. This will help you, okay? This will help you. So everybody, Daniel 9, from verse 1. I give you 2 minutes, read to the end of the chapter. Read slowly. Sorry, not slowly, but be smart. Go, everybody, just go. Daniel, the whole chapter, read it. Or I'll read my own too. Before you go ahead, verse 2 said, let's read verse 2 together, everybody. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the deluge of who? Okay. Who has finished? Come on. Rush the rest. Once you have reached verse 24, you can just rush the rest. But you can stop in verse 25. If you are going to 25, you can raise up your head. Okay, thank you. What was the prayer? What prayer was Daniel praying? Yes, tell me. Why? Israel's sins, right? And for what? And for what to happen? From captivity and to return back to where? Okay? Please, oh, look at verse 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of what? The years which the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years, right? Okay, so the whole of Jeremiah's prayer, Daniel's prayer, what does it look like? I am praying for who? Israel to return back from captivity. But when the answer was coming, although this is what man was praying for, but what was God saying? Come to the answer of Gabriel. Verse 24. Slowly, sir. One, two, go, everybody. 70 weeks. Stop. Number one. Jeremiah said how many? 70 years. This guy said what? 70. Actually, if you read, if you have amplified or another translation, that week is not, a week is should be 7 years. Huh? Weeks here, it means it's like a weeks of weeks. A week here is 70, is 7 years. Let me not go into eschatology. Now, so everything is 490 years. 70, 7 times 7. Okay. 70 what? Weeks are determined upon. Wait, so that means upon hearing that, this man would have started with that. What is happening? Jeremiah says 70 years. You are saying 490 years. Why did this discrepancy? See what he said. Which people? Is he talking about Israel? Upon thy people and upon thy what? Only to what? Okay, when Israel came back from captivity, was transgression finished? Okay, what's the next thing? To make an end. Chai! Seriously. So when Israel came back from captivity, has sin ended? Okay, what's the next thing? To make reconciliation for iniquity. Huh? Next thing. And to bring. That's serious. Hallelujah. To bring everlasting righteousness. And what's the next thing? Seal up the vision and the prophecy. Hallelujah. Who came to fulfill prophecy? So they were praying about, we want to return back to Jerusalem. God was saying, I will save you from sin and death. I will save you from damnation. That means, although when man was looking at the small picture, although, don't forget, they were also delivered from captivity. But what was God saying all this while? For you to understand that when he told them that I will bring you out of the land of Egypt, he was not talking about Pharaoh. Because the people that came out of Egypt, he also died in the wilderness. So it was not about that temporary problem. God was looking at the problem of man, the key problem, the core problem, sin. So that means the prophet can be going this way and God is going this way. Is that correct? Is that correct? Now, Ezekiel 31. Let's enter the house of Lucifer. A lot of people do not know
And maybe after today, you stop calling devil Lucifer. Amen.
No, I just love that passage. Anybody that's just arguing in terms of, you know, tell to go and read it. Say, it has been determined by God to make an end of sin, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Say, God has determined to what? To end sin. And if you actually, I did that course in Redeemed Bible College. They actually traced 70 weeks. The 70 weeks were actually fulfilled on the day Jesus died. As in, I have not seen that type of that was not exegesis. That is theology, like history. You have to go to all those Nehemiah, Ezra. They dated all those years up to all the genealogy of that Matthew gave us. They calculated all the years. It was exactly that year. Not that Jesus was born, no, that he died. Praise God. So he said to seal up the vision of the prophecy. It is fulfillment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that means prophets were going this way. God was going another way. That means although we are talking about temporary things, God was talking about eternal things. Now, see an example. Ezekiel 31. We are going to examine three Old Testament passages carefully. Are you ready? Okay, good. Ezekiel 31. We are going to read this together. Don't forget, let me read verse 1, you read verse 2. It came to pass, in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month. Sorry, that is 11th year, third, which month? Okay, sorry, it's not 11th month. I mean, I've brought out a lemma from there now. In the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 2, and to his multitude. So, okay, that means we are talking about an earthly king, Abby, right? We are talking about an earthly king, a pharaoh, not a spiritual pharaoh, physical pharaoh. So this prophet Ezekiel that wants to prophesy now against pharaoh. As he was speaking, see what happened. But still, let me read. Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches and with a shadowing shroud, and of the ice tassel, and his top was among the thick buds. Verse 4, the waters made him great. The deep set him on high, with a river running his plants, set out little rivers under unto what? Okay, I'll come back to that chapter, to that verse. Verse 3, now say, therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his bulbs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of waters, which he shot forth. Okay, verse 6, all the fowls of heaven made their nests in his buds, and under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Verse 7, thus was he fear in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by what? Verse 8, the cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. Who are you speaking about? And the fir trees were not like his buds. The chestnut trees were not like his branches. Nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. Verse 9. I have made him fear by multitude of his words, so that all the trees of where? So are we still speaking about Pharaoh? Was Pharaoh there? People that are looking at Ezekiel, they just be saying, See, he's going mental again. He's going. Now, let's see, because we are going to interpret some of this, not everything anyway. Okay, verse 10. Therefore, thus said the Lord, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and he hath shoot up his top among the thick buds, and his head is lifted up in his height, I have therefore delivered him unto the hand of the mighty one of the earth. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. 12, and strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off, and have left him upon the mountains in all the valleys. His branches are fallen, and his buds are broken by all the rivers of the land. And all the people of the earth are gone down from the shadow, and have left him. Verse 13, upon his throne shall all the fowls of the heavens remain,
and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches. 14, to the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height. Neither shoot up their top among the tea buds, neither their trees stand up in their height. All that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death, to the nether part of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down. Okay, 15. Thus saith the Lord, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning, I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the flood thereof, and the great waters were stayed, and I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. 16. I made, when I cast him down to hell, with them that descend, with who? With them that descend. So it's not going alone, right? Okay, and all the trees of, and all what?
For you to understand that those trees you are seeing there, we are going back to look at their, what they symbolize.
The choice and the best of Lebanon, all that drink water, shall be comforted in the nether part of the earth. 17, they also went down into hell with him. Verse 18, last verse, yes. To whom art thou thus in thy glory and in thy greatness among the what? Trees. Yes, thou shalt brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether part of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of who? The uncircumcised, with them that be slain with the sword. This is Pharaoh,
said the Lord. Hallelujah. Before I go back to Genesis, do you understand right now why Satan is not the only angel that fell? Put one hand here. Don't forget to. I have more than an hour to go. Go back to Genesis. Are you, who is scared there?
Genesis chapter 2. Okay, verse 5 said, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord has not caused it to rain. That means there was no rain, right? Upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. Verse 6, everybody want to go? Again, verse 6. Okay, just quickly come back to Ezekiel. 31. Verse 16. Want to go, everybody? I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with them that descend, and all the trees of Eden, and the choice and best of Lebanon, and all that what? All that what? Come down to verse 4. Verse 4, the waters made him what? The deep set him. Okay, verse 4 now, Ezekiel 31, verse 4. The waters made him great. The deep set him with rivers running round through his, and set out little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Okay, come back to Genesis 2. So, verse 6 said, there went up a mist, right, from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. Are you with me? Okay, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man. Then verse 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put a man whom he had formed. Verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord to grow what? Every tree that is pleasant to the eyes and is good for food. The tree of what? Life. Also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of... Okay. So, I will put something there until we finish Isaiah and the other Ezekiel. Ezekiel 31. So from verse 4. He was saying, the waters made him great. This deep set him up on high with our rivers running about his plants, and set out little rivers unto all the trees of the field. So it means some other trees depend on this tree.
Right, just write that down.
So this king of Pharaoh here, sir, you're not writing, sir.
Why? No, no pen. No book. Don't want to write. It must be one. I'm serious. You have to be writing. Somebody get, sorry, Tola, getting something to write. We wait for you.
Okay, let's look. So, from verse 4, also from that verse 4, we can also say some other trees depend on it for information.
Just write that down. You understand better later.
Some other trees or some other beings.
Now, you can see that tree will not mean a tree, although it's a tree, but it's also teaching something.
So, some other trees depend on it for information. Now, come down to verse 14. Said to the end that none of all the trees by the waters exhaust themselves for their eyes, neither shoot up their top among the thick buds, neither their trees stand up in their eyes, and all that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death, to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down. So from verse 14, you can simply say, this being cross his boundary.
Write that down.
He crossed his boundary. He went out of what he was sent to do.
Amen.
He shoot up his head above.
Hallelujah. I don't just say pride. Call it, he shot above his boundary. He crossed his boundary.
And that was his sin. Verse 17 said something. They also went down into hell with him, unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm, that dwelt under the shadow in the midst of the heaven. Verse 18 says, yet thou shalt be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth. Amen, amen. So that means, sorry, let me just use this word. The beings that listened to him fell with him.
Just write that down. Don't forget, you don't interpret these things word for word. Amen? The beings that was listening to him, that received his testimony, they fell with him. Amen, amen. Praise God. Are you here? Bros, are you here?
Yes,
okay, good. You are already looking at me somewhere. Just, I'm taking it calmly now.
Now, Ezekiel 28. What is his sin? Ezekiel 28. Are you with me? Okay, son of man, verse 2, say unto the prince of Tyros, thus say the Lord, behold,
can you see that this and that king, right? Huh? Who do we just spoke about? I mean, read about Pharaoh and the king of Assyria, right? Now, see this one. Son of man, say unto the prince of, thus said the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am God, and I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. Verse 3, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that hide from thee. Verse 4, with thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and gotten gold with silver unto thy treasures. Verse 5, by thy great wisdom, increase thy riches, and thy... Okay, verse 6, therefore, thus said the Lord,
Because thou hast set thy hand as the heart of God. 7. Behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, and the terrible of the nations, they shall draw their sword against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defy thy... Okay, verse 8. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the sea. Verse 9. Will thou yet say before him, slay thee, I am God, but thou shalt be a man and no God in the hand of him that slay thee. Verse 10. Thou shalt die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of the strangers, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Verse 11. Slowly. Okay, want to go? Yes. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation unto the king of Staros, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sun, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. 13. Thou hast been where? In Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardust, topaz, and the diamond, the berry, and onyx, and jasper, sapphire, the emerald, and carbuncle, and gold. And the workmanship of thy tablets, of thy pipes, were prepared in thee. And in the day, this is where some people say that he's a choir master, that he has... Verse 14. Thou art the what? That covereth. Stop. Another cherub that what? What does he do? I'm coming to that word, covereth, and I have set thee so. Now, please, you can write this down. That word covereth, in the Hebrew, it means to join together. Like to oversee others. Shaka, something like that. S-A-W-K-A-K. S-A-W-K-A-K. That's the word in the Hebrew. It means to join together. It means to oversee others. To keep people together. So, he was an anointed cherub that covered it. And I have said this so. Though thou was upon the holy mountain of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. 15. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day thou was created till iniquity was found. Okay. Iniquity there in the Hebrew means unrighteousness. It means wickedness. Okay. Verse 17. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, and thou corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy, I will cast thee to the ground, and I will lay thee before the kings, that they may behold thee. Now, focus on verse 18. Thou hast defied thy sanctuary by the multitude of thy what? By the iniquity of thy, stop there. By the iniquity of their traffic. Now, this is stop. He said, your iniquity is, he said, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Traffic here in the Hebrew means merchandise. Traffic, merchandise in the Hebrew. Like a deliberate error in transmitting information. Are you with me? A what? Deliberate error in transmitting information. Are you writing that? He said, by thy iniquity of traffic. Don't forget, so if we remember what we read in Ezekiel 31. He said, although he said, some other trees, they are being fed from you. Like some other, if you remember, rivers came out from thee for the other trees. Of course, don't be thinking about water and trees right now. Think spiritual. Amen. So, by the iniquity of thy traffic, like an error in passing out information. And that verse 16, he used a word there. Where is merchandise? Yes. By the multitude of thy what? Merchandise. Merchandise. It means a peddled trade. Like when you use when you are selling rice and you took your Congo, you the bottom, you bounce it in, po. Amen. That means you are selling. Just that means, of course, somebody a Congo ought to be half 10 cups of garina, right?
When I mentioned before, when poverty is upon your soul, you write, buy one kungo of garri, you get them, you measure it again. Amen. You now measure it by the cup. So you can go and say, oh, madam, you cheated me. Amen, amen. Praise God. I know how we shall buy garri in those days. After you have filled the kungo, you now put your hand beside. Amen, amen. Not like, and I saw the kungo they are using in Abuja. The kungo is advanced. I mean, the kungo they use is very advanced. Smaller than...
Okay, so but you see, merchandise, it means a peddled trade. A peddled trade. Trade. Peddled.
To peddle a trade. Like, you have done 1 plus 1 is 21 somewhere. Amen.
Okay. Don't forget, the Old Testament will never be very clear. Isaiah 41. Sorry, Isaiah 14. This is the third one we'll be examining.
So when people refuse to study, that's when they'll be saying, they'll be looking for, say, he's a choir master. He has all the instruments. He's singing. God is glorified and he's not born again. Say that. Isaiah 14.
You keep seeing the use of trees, 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 right? Trees, trees. I mean, those trees in Genesis, they are saying something. Isaiah chapter 14.
I am 40% done, though, so let's be fast. Are you with me?
Okay, he was speaking from verse... let us read from verse 4. Now, thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and said, how has the oppressor seized the golden city seized? The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked and is kept out of the rulers. He who smote the people in his wrath with a continuous stroke, he that ruled the nations in his anger, is persecuted and non indirect. Verse 7, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet and they break forth into singing. Verse 8, yea, the field trees rejoice at thee. And the cedars of Lebanon saying, since thou art laid down, no failure is come up against us. 9, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. He stirred up the dead for thee. Even all the chief ones of the earth it hath raised up from their thrones, all the kings of nations. Verse 10, all they that speak and say unto thee, thou become weak as we, and thou become like unto us. Verse 11, thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vows, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mountain of the congregation in the sight of the north. Verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be, hallelujah. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell in the sight of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this not the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms? 17, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. All kings of the nations, even all them that lie in glory, everyone in his house. But thou branch, and as a remnant of those that are slain, thrust with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under the foot. Thou hast not be joined with them in burial, shall not be. And slain thy people, and the seed of the evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquities of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, say the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name, and the remnant, and the son, and nephew, say the Lord. 23, I will also make it for the beating, and pools of water, and I will sweep it, say the Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry, where we actually need there is really verse 10 to 17. But I need to see the whole stuff that he is speaking about a man. A man. Now, let's examine this one carefully. What is in verse 8? Yea, the field trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon saying, since thou art laid down, no failure is against us. You can see the use of trees there again, right? Are you with me? You can see the use of trees there. Now, Look at the word Lucifer. Say, ah, thou falling from heaven, O what? Lucifer. Now, please write this down. You need to write this down. Okay, today, me and my wife, I told him, we said we check something. Say, okay, where is hallelujah in the Bible? And we saw this word that hallelujah was only in Revelation chapter 19. Are you with me? It was in Revelation chapter 19, verse 1, 2, 3, and 6, something like that. So, nowhere again in the Bible. Okay, almost nowhere again. And it's actually spelled hallelujah with A, not with H. Praise God. Okay. But this word, if you check the Septuagint translation, it's the same. Check the Greek, the same. Check English, they still use the same. Are you with me? So hallelujah was an Hebrew word that simply means praise the Lord. And all the translators just choose to leave it like that. Are you with me? That means even if you want to say hallelujah is, so that means hallelujah is not a spiritual word, amen? It's a Hebrew word that was left like that. That was not just translated. Just like maybe if you look at television and you don't know what to translate it to, in your Bible, you say television. Like you, there's a way they put it in Yoruba. Like when you don't, okay, okay, sir, what is keyboard in your language? do you have keyboard in your language? So if we have a keyboard that we want to translate to another language, maybe they wrote a Bible in English, and his keyboard is there. So, if I want to translate it to, I'm writing a Yoruba Bible, how will I write it there? I will not write something like keyboard do. Right? So, that is how hallelujah just came. It's not that hallelujah came from heaven. Are you with me? Praise God. Now, look at the word Lucifer here. If the word Lucifer was the same thing in the Greek, in the Hebrew, if it was the same in the middle translation, then we would have said that, okay, the word actually means something to the Jews. But in the Greek, this word means H-E-Y, write it down, H-E-Y-L-E-E. L-E, right? H-E-Y-L-E-L. Sorry. H-E-Y-L-E-L. A what? L-E. You want to see L-E-J-I again? Okay, it's from another word that is spelled like H-A-L-A-L. It's from another word, which H-A-L-A-L. In all sincerity, this word simply means the morning star. And in fact, there are some translations that just puts day star. This is the serious part too. Go to 2 Peter 1, verse 19. If you look at the Hebrew, Greek, and translations that translated the New Testament Greek back to Hebrews. 2 Peter 1, 19. Be fast. I don't even know what we are looking for in this play. If we know this Lucifer and the rest. 2 Peter 1, verse 19. Don't mind me. When we have a more what? Sure word of prophecy. When you do well that you take it as unto a light that shineth in the what? Unto the day dawn and the. Oh, that day study is also Lucifer. So Lucifer is arising in your heart. So if I say Lucifer is arising in your heart, what will you say? You are still shaking your head. He's day star, morning star. Okay, see Revelation 20. Okay, you can't call yourself Lucifer. Let's see somebody else. Revelation chapter 2. Sorry, Lucifer is not in you. Revelation chapter 2. If you like, reject this one. Verse 28. Revelation 2:28. Can we take this together? Face your neighbor, read it to him. 1, 2, go. Revelation 2:28. 1, 2, go. And I will give him the words. God said, we give you Lucifer. You see, say no. It's the same word. Okay, look at Revelation 22.
Maybe this one will solve it for you.
22:16.
Okay. If we are rejecting Lucifer, see this one. 22:16. One, two, go, everybody. Jesus, just to say this thing. I am the root and the offering of David, the bride. Jesus said, I am Lucifer. That means the devil and Jesus is what? You know, some people that are attending church of sin, they can go and make such exegesis. Hallelujah. So that morning star was simply descriptive of his glory, of the glory of the king. Amen? It was descriptive. It's not a name. Lucifer is not the name of the devil. He was never Lucifer. And also, we don't have it repeated again anywhere in the Bible. So that is not sufficient to make a doctrine over. Are you with me? It was simply when they were translating from Geneva translation to all those, all, some of those points that they just wrote like that, Lucifer. It was not even like that in the Greek. It was not like that in the Hebrew. Nowhere. Praise God. You can go and do your research. Use your commentaries and you will understand what I'm saying better. Hallelujah. Back to Isaiah 14. Then we'll be done with this and we now go to after looking at Lucifer, where shall we look to? Bacchus. Unsukubus, succubus. Go to my other spirit. Isaiah 14. Are you with me? So he said, how has thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How has thou cast down the ground? So all the things you just simply see here from that verse 16, that he said that we ascend above the heights of the cloud, that will be like the Most High. Don't forget, this is a prophet speaking. You can't say I want to be like God. Amen. Even at least before you can say I want to be like God, maybe you will see the God. Praise God. Angels behold God in Christ. Right? Ephesians 3. 2 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. The angels is there to look into. So angels behold God where? In Christ. Okay, 1 Timothy 3:16. Be fast. 1 Timothey 3:16. See that one briefly. Please open the scripture. Don't wait for me to read for you. I'm not your reader. You didn't employ me to read. Read. 1 Timothy 3:16. Want to go, everybody? And without controversy, great is he. God was justified where? Next thing, sin of angels. Forget this. They can't see God. Except in Christ. Why? Even the man they are ministering for can't see God. Don't forget, that means, you know, that would mean that we are in trouble. That means we have to now scatter several Old Testament scriptures. Like Gabriel that said in Luke 1, he said, I am Gabriel that stand where? In the presence of the Lord. And I come to show you this great tidings. How dare you disobey my word? But if you look at, okay, could you follow me to Daniel 10? I know you like all those in Christ. You don't read Daniel, because he has beasts of 7 months, 31, whose leg, the eyes between the 2 horns. Okay, see verse 21. This is the same Gabriel that is speaking. Are you with me? This is the same who? Gabriel speaking. Oh. See what he said? Daniel 10:21. But I will show thee that which is noted in the words. What will he show you? Something that is noted where? In the scripture. Is it that God called him? Kele Kele? Gabriel, come. Go and tell Daniel. I will show you that which is noted. That means from Hebrews 1:14, are then not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Because angels exist in their spirit form, they are meant to minister the intention of God to man. That is their program. Hallelujah. So you will now say, okay, how will they know the intention of God? That's their program. That's the answer. I'm coming there.
Okay. Let's leave the Old Testament for now. New Testament. Matthew 12.
Sorry, where is my phone? I need to check the time. Yes, we are 89. Oh, okay. The day is still fresh. The day is young. What is it? Matthew 12, 33. No, we must not do this on Sunday service. Let's have first time I refuse to come back. Even the one we did on Sunday, we also have to cut it. Cut it before somebody says, hey, RSC, pack your children, pack your unborn one, unborn baby, and take off.
So, what was Jesus' explanation on trees?
Don't worry, I'm almost done.
Jesus' explanation on trees. Focus on this. Matthew 12, 33 and 34. I'll take this slowly. Either make the tree good and its fruit what? Good. Or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its... Okay, 34. O generation of vipers, how can you being evil... Stop. Circle that in your mind. Being evil. What's the next word? Speak good things. Circle that one too. Okay. For out of the abundance of the heart. What's that? Being evil.
Wait, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I'm doing something for you right now. Are you with me?
Okay. It said, oh, generation of vipers, how can you what? Being evil. Circle that in your mind.
Look at your... Follow.
Speak good things, right? For out of the abundance of the heart, circle down too. The mouth what? Speak it. So the abundance of the heart we meet is them being evil. Are you with me? Now, if you bring that to verse 33, the being evil, is that the fruit or the tree? Huh? Okay, so from verse 34. The mouth speaketh, speak good things will mean what? The fruit, right? That means the tree will be like the abundance of who the person is. The fruit is what comes out, right? And man is designed to eat. Is it the tree or the fruit? Fruit, right? That means it is what was said that man will believe that will affect man. Are you with me? Okay. That will mean the trees in the garden. Do they just represent one tree is an angel or their ministry? The trees in the garden, will it represent a personality or more than that, their ministry, what they are ministering? Will you represent? No, don't forget, if you read those Ezekiel, that one was using like a straight metaphor, right? It will say that you are among the trees, among the trees, among the trees. But is it about them or about what they are doing? Good. Let's continue. Okay, then that means the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See that tree very well. What is the express counsel of God? I want man in whose image? My image, right? So that will mean the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What is it? The tree is not bad, though. What is the tree? Knowledge. For you to master, to be a craftsman, to be specialist in what? Knowing good and evil. Then tree of life. So, just write this down. So that means that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, write it down, we'll explain later, will mean ministries that minister, ministry that minister, okay, just write it, now you can put it, ministries that minister self-dependency. Self-dependency. And guess what? What will the tree of life now mean? Huh? I want man in whose image? My image, right? So what will the tree of life mean? God dependency.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil,
self-dependency,
which some people said, okay, is also a figurative of the law. But the tree of life, what? God dependency. Are you with me? So it's not least, of course, now you can smell it can be mango or pawpaw. Another one is out of your mind. Amen? It's like apple, cucumber, watermelon.
Now, before we conclude, what does the epistle say about the serpent?
This one will not finish it for you. No, epistle does not have time for tree. Amen. Tree, fruits. Just tell you what happened. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Don't say in your heart that this thing is too deep. It's not deep. It's not something that we should have done since if they have been teaching us the right thing from when we are young. We are still calling Holy Ghost fire. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Are you there? Please don't forget to write down the details of this study. And very soon, I told you, I will give you sites where you can download our messages. You listen to them over and over again. Because in explaining this subject, you know, you have to be thorough. Hope you know. If you're not thorough, some people will say, that means every tree in the Bible means what? Means angel or something. Or you say, I said it. That tree at the back of my house. That don't move, every night. This should set you free from the tree. Because everything is based on a man. No man, no tree can have anything. It's man. That means you just go. I'm here, so go. And you now make your own matters better. You're a man in Christ. Hope you know evil men can conjure things. Right? They can conjure spirits. Of course, they conjure their own spirit. The one that fell with the trees that, you understand? The trees that he fed from Ezekiel 31. So, but in Christ, both the good ones and the bad ones, they obey us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So at times when you are just reading all those, watching all those, or reading about all those Lalude movies, all those, then, it was just demons fighting, just playing with one another. It would just be, you, Aguero? Sorry, you don't know what I said. It was demons just doing play for people. Demons versus demons. Okay. And 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Let's take this together. 2 Corinthians 11, 3, 1 to go. For I fear lest by enemies as a serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity. So what did the serpent do to Eve? What does your own version say? Any other translation apart from beguiled?
Deceived, right? Because that word in the Greek, please write this down. It means exa.
It sounds like exa potato, but it's
exa potao. Exa potao. E X A P O T A O. E X A P O T A O. Exa potao. It means to seduce, to deceive. It's not ignorance. It is deliberate deception. So, what was the devil doing? Deceiving, right? Don't forget what I said in Ezekiel 28. What was his iniquity? Iniquity of traffic, right? Merchandising, falsifying informations. Okay, deliberately. Now, come down to Ephesians 6.
Be fast.
Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the old armor of God that you may be able to stand against the what? Wiles.
That you may be able to stand against the what?
Wiles. That word wiles in the Greek is methodia. First write method, then E-I-A. Method plus E-I-A. Methodia.
Thank you.
It means tricky. Trick. That you may be able to stand against the trick of the devil. It means lying in wait. Deception. Wiles of the devil. Now, this one will now make it better. Let's now listen to Jesus.
You want to have less than 4 scriptures to go.
John 8:44.
John 8:44. Some people are asking that, will I stream this one live? As any bo? Stream live, girl. You have to be here. When the message, I will ensure I won't release it like that. You have to first listen to part 1 and 2 very well. And 3. I'm not bringing new remnant to the body of Christ. God forbid. John 8:44.
You, not you. Yeah,
he was talking to them, not you. I'm telling you.
Ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not the truth. Now that beginning there will mean Genesis, amen. From the Genesis, that will mean Genesis. If he said he was a murderer before the foundation of the world, then that would mean that
Lucifer and God, they are the same age mate. Praise God. Sorry, I'm using Lucifer again. That would mean the devil and God is age mate.
But he said from the,
when you see the word from the foundation of the world, it means from Genesis. Amen?
So he said he was a what? Murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Look at your Bible. Don't look at me. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a what? Lie. He speaketh of his own. For he is a liar. And the father.
Sorry, let me explain the word liar for you. I know you know anyway. For all are liars. Before. And I've come short of the glory of God. Sorry, that's scripture. Okay, all liars have their parts, Jerry.
Okay, the word liar actually in the Greek means a falsifier.
I've heard that word.
Falsifier. That means somebody that twists.
Somebody that twists information.
Now, he said he was a murderer from where? The beginning. So, lastly, let's go back to that beginning. Genesis 2. What was the word from God? Verse 16 and 17. Are you there? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou what? Mayest freely eat. 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt. So now, we saw that the devil actually succeeded in deceiving several beings to follow him. From the account of Ezekiel, he was able to gather crowds after himself. Now, see where he now fully fulfilled his ministry. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Now the serpent was more subtle. The serpent was more subtle, was more crafty than any of the beasts of the field, which the Lord had made. And he said unto woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, yet shall you die. Verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God knoweth that in the day that you eat thereof, then shall your eyes be opened, ye shall be as gods.
Ladies and gentlemen, so what is the sin of the devil? I want to get, at least, I will get 10 answers before I say my own. Sir? Sir? Okay. Lying, twin scripture, you are correct? Yes, you are right. He added to, please listen to Tola. He was? Yes, next. Somebody else? He falsified what he was meant to say, right? Next. That means it was deliberate. Deliberately deceiving, yes? Trying to show man another way. Good, that is interpreting from the knowledge of good and evil, yes? In the light of what is happening today, 2017, what did the devil do? I'm looking for one word. I've taught you in this church very well. Huh? What was my first? Heretic, something else after heretic. Preaching what?
False doctrine.
That was the sin. Because those things you are seeing, it's not a deal. Genesis 3 is not a deal. We don't know the age of Adam, why he was in the garden. Amen? Age start counting when they fell. It was false doctrine. That means you knew what, and don't forget, every being of God had free will. Every being. Angels inclusive. It's not as he was evil. No. But everybody has free will. That free will is the problem. Man has free will. Angels have free will. And angels are meant to communicate, minister something to man. Hallelujah. So, and look at the judgment of, and look at how, you know what, I'm coming there on Sunday. Look at how God dealt with him. Actually, angels are not, they're not redeemable. Hope you know. I mean, the fallen angels. They're not redeemable. Redemption was not even for them. Like, they fell and fell everywhere. Praise God. That is how heavy false doctrine is in the mind of God. Now you understand what Peter was doing in 2 Peter chapter 2. Now you understand what Jude was saying in Jude chapter 1. Strong words. Strong words. Preachers. Now, there is difference between when you know better. I mean, when you don't know and you are talking. But when you have a clear information and you falsify it, it's heavy. It's heavy. And we are really suffering from that in the body of Christ today. Men that really knew the truth. Men that they themselves, they have skipped their tithe several times and they knew that God did not curse them. Tell me one man of God, anybody that will say that he has always been faithful in every tithing since he was born again. Nobody can say it now. Tight your ice cream. Gave you a car, you tight it. Gave you the, you tight it. Gave you a microphone, you tight it. It's a lie now. You can't. They gave you free ride. You tight free ride. You. I love that. You drop out early. So you know that. Justification can never be about these things, yet you preach it. It's deliberate. I can't forget the day Apostle Simon was saying, he said, I know that I am the righteousness of God is Christ. So you know this. Is it only you? It was Pastor Stephen that was telling him that he went for his program. He said, I know, man. I cannot go to hell. I know I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. From your mouth. When you know better, and you not deliberately, so that, you know, some people, okay, you know, as I have taught you this now, if you really wrote down what I said, you can go home and do better research, and you can preach it better than me. Hope you know. Okay, if I now say, if I preach this now, these people, they will now go and be using, they will go and be shining. I should now be calling Lucifer Beelzebub for you. I should be calling Twisting so that I can gain prominence. So I can always be on top. But we say, you want the explanation? Don't worry. That's it. No, it's bad. And God does not want his children to live by ignorance. Say, I am the light of the world. He that walk after me say, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. It's a challenge to us all. Be sound in doctrine. Be consistent. Be consistent in what you have learned. As I told somebody, to some people, I said, see, I said, if there is anything like restitution, it will be to restitute everywhere you have said rubbish. I tell you the truth. It will be to go back to the people that you have taught confession of sin. Confess your sin. It will be to go back there. Some people, imagine some of them, yesterday, you had a dream that you fell from the three-story building. You fell down and you woke up. It was not real. 2 days after, you had a dream that a car hits you and it was not real. 3 days after, you now had a dream that you are in one hell burning. You now came to the church to say that, yes, I was in hell. I saw Bimbo Dukoya in hell. I saw Professor Obadara in hell. One day, you will see yourself in hell. It's bad. It's deliberate. And you now be selling the CDs to make money. The CDs. I was in hell. Why are you doing that? To deliberate the judgment of Bilba, it will be serious. So we have to shake ourselves. Don't be not many teachers. It's not saying we should not preach, we have to preach. But it's talking about the implication of deliberately misleading people. Hallelujah. Just on your phone touch. No, I'm almost done. Thank you. The implication of deliberately misleading people is bad. Is bad. When you know better. Imagine a man of God. I remember that when we see you should watch all those channels. That said, okay, no, this one should be on Facebook. The one that he will be making phone call in his church. Say, I'm calling God right now. Yes, sir. You say, it's ringing. Give the phone to somebody. Let them hear God too. Why are you doing that? Can't you put God on loudspeaker? You are turning saints to shaking. And people will say, wow, see my pastor, he's hearing God. Why are you doing that? Why? Because you think you are helping them. You are not helping them. You can call God. God drinks tea with you. And that means you are, and me, I've been here. I've not seen God drink tea. That means you say, I am so far from this God. Without minister discouragement or encouragement. Discouragement. Another man said he was in heaven. He now snap picture, Photoshop with the cloud. Can't we do that in the atom right now with that system? And he put his picture. Say he's going to heaven. Why do you even put it? Praise God. This is only church that Jesus will come for. Yes, thank you. You can start praying. We must be strong in doctrine. We must be strong. We must be consistent. We must say one thing. We must not falsify information. Some people today, they are born of the spirit. Yet they are still acting like the devil. Acting like the devil is not about being fetish. Deceiving saints is the worst sin you can see. In the category of sin, if there are category of sin, the number one is preaching false doctrine. If we have anything like category of sin, let's start praying slowly. The number one will be preaching false doctrine. You know better. Do you know the millions that perished and went away because of Catholic dark ages? Salvation became by works. They will tell somebody, do you want God to forgive you? You have to go and fight a war for the Pope. Then we had the crusaders. He said, for God to forgive you, you confess, you go. I've seen stuff. You shed your own blood, cut yourself. He said, the number of sins you have committed, make an incision, and blood will be coming out for forgiveness. I'm talking about the years 1400, 1300, 1200 years ago.
They will tell people that if you want that this sin you have committed, if you want forgiveness, go on your knees. From, I didn't know how many that distance again. I've read these stories before. Like you climb a hill, one terrible hill, with your knees. Say their knees will be bleeding. Yet they will keep climbing. Why? They are looking for forgiveness. Who started it? One man. There was a time that the Pope said nobody must ask anything from. He said you have to pray in the name of the Pope. Why do you think they call them vicar of Christ? Replacement of Christ, something like that. Say the Pope is God on earth. The worst one, there was a time they start selling indulgence. I don't know if you have heard the story. Indulgence. You will pay money. They will give you a certificate that you will enter heaven. Stamped by the Pope. And the money was used to build one of those their temples. In the old room then. Money. The purgatory. Who brought it? They will say, wow, it's time your father that died 2 years ago, if you want to redeem him, bring this money. They will pray for him. God will now send him from hell to heaven. Money. Everything. It has always been about money. So we are not crazy for doing the things we are doing. We have to be loud about the gospel. We have to defend it. Let's pray in tongues, everybody. Pray for this generation. Pray for this generation. Just pray. You be in this church. I believe you are blessed. I believe you will not be part of them. But pray for others. Pray for this generation. Please pray. Just pray. We are really going down the drain. Atheism is taking over. Just pray. Just pray. Why will men know the truth? And they will say, Jesus is the tithe. Every man that ministers the power of God, I can tell them anywhere. Any man that you can see, he has healed the sick before, he has raised the dead, he knew he is not by his own steadfastness. Yet they will say, grace is a doctrine of hell. It's deliberate. They knew. If you are vast in power, you will know that power can never be by your own consistency. They knew that when they sinned, that God did not punish them. Yet they will preach it to others. False doctrine. Please pray. Pray. Pray for this generation. Pray that we get it right. Just pray. That we get it right. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If we do nothing, God does nothing. Like I heard today, it was men that started it. It was men that will correct it. We are kings here. We are lords here. Merchandising, trafficking, falsifying, knowing the truth, saying otherwise, it must stop in our generation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kalaras, take it back. Just pray for 2 more minutes and we'll be done. Liras, take it, Bilos. Sateke kolante kolista masheke toliro sege baliko zepazato ebrache ketilo zapela siketi in masakata liro sege palakati o lato kalema lema lema sote meke prache ketao. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. We choose the way of the Lord. Sali araste gavale mandamalemosa to megeto. We choose the word of the Lord.
Which is the word of the Lord. For the word of the Lord is the word of wisdom and life. We choose the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Say, I will be diligent. I will be diligent to learn. Say, I will be diligent to learn the truth of the gospel. Say, I will be patient with the scriptures. Say, I will teach it much more. Say, I will teach it in its simplicity. Say, I will teach it in its simplicity. Hallelujah. Say, lies will not be found in my mouth. I will preach the truth and truth alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. So get to work again. Don't worry, okay? Everybody get to work. When you get home, get to work. When you're on Facebook, get to work. On WhatsApp, get to work. On To Go, if it's still working, get to work. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanks for coming around today. Any first timer, please? Any first timer? Okay, everybody.